Stay tuned for Africa News Tonight, coming up right after these latest world news headlines.
I'm Joe Palca reporting. Over 45 million people subjected to slavery. According to a report released by the Global Slavery Index on Tuesday, over 45 million people are subject to some form of modern slavery. Andrew Forrest, the chairman of the Walk Free Foundation.
It's where a person cannot leave their place of existence, either their passport's taken or there's a threat of violence against them or a member of their family, so they're stuck there. And probably worse, they're treated akin to a farm animal.
India and Uzbekistan are among the countries with both the highest absolute number of slaves and the highest proportion of slaves to their population. North Korea also makes the list for highest proportion of slaves among the population for forced labor in prisons, as well as commercial sexual exploitation and forced marriage of women in neighboring states. And speaking of North Korea, the South Korean Defense Ministry says North Korea's attempt to test fire a ballistic missile appears to have failed. It says the missile test took place in the early hours of Tuesday near the eastern coastal city of Wonsan. The Yonhap news agency said it was a medium-range Musudan missile, which the North Koreans tried three times before to launch but failed. Bruce Bennett is a Korean analyst with the RAND Corporation.
This would suggest that North Korea thought that they had figured out whatever the problems were, because Kim Jong-un would not want to have more failures. He's going to want to have a success. He was going to want to try to erase for his leadership, who would understand a little bit at least of what was going on, that he wasn't continuing to fail. The fact that it failed again is not good news for Kim Jong-un.
Tensions have been on the rise since the North conducted a fourth nuclear test in January. This is VOA News.